Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you spending too much to feed your family each week? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There are some easy ways that you can cut back while still providing healthy and tasty meals. Number one is to write a grocery list because it will help you stop impulse shopping. Number two, plan your menu around your grocery store's sale items. Number three, use good old-fashioned coupons for items you regularly buy. Another tip is that you should join your supermarket's loyalty program. Most supermarkets offer a free club card that entitles you to extra members-only specials. These cards can save shoppers an average of 15% off their bill. Another tip is to buy store brands. Most supermarkets offer their own private label brands, which cost around 25% less than comparable big-name brands and often taste just as good. Don't always buy into the bulk hype. Not everything packaged in bulk is going to actually save you money. So compare the price per unit of anything you might buy in bulk with the price of the same item bought separately. Do stock up, though, on often used non-perishable items when they're on sale. If you're paying less per item when it goes on sale for things you use all the time, it just makes sense to buy extra and keep it in your pantry or kitchen cabinets. Do you have a green thumb? If so, you can save a huge amount of money on fruits and vegetables by growing your own. A small garden takes just a little bit of time, but can supply your family with several weeks of vegetables and fruits. If you have more vegetables or fruits than you can eat in season, make sauces and jams or freeze vegetables and fruits for later use. Still have more than you need? Share with your neighbors or take to a local food bank. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.